Here's the Northwest Outdoor Report brought to you by Truck Fault, the leader in secure vehicle storage. Nice weather and more trout on opening day last weekend. Good weather and big trout helped to boost catch rates on opening day of trout season last weekend. WDFW planted bigger trout this year on average, and the statewide catch rate soared to an average of 3.99 trout per person on the opener. The top three producers in the state were Ellen Lake and Ferry County, where anglers averaged 5 trout apiece, Warden Lake and Grant County with 5 trout apiece, and Panther Lake in Kitsap County with 4.6 trout apiece. Department expects good trout fishing to continue well into June.
Puget Sound Ling's on the bite. Nikki Kester from All Star Charter said it took him longer to catch his bait this week than it did catch his limit of lingcod every day. He and his partner Gary Crine been fishing Possession Bar and getting limits of Puget Sound lingcod every day using live sand dabs.
Cowlett Springer is a bit slow. Todd Daniels from Tall Tales Guide Service has been picking up a few spring Chinook on the Cowletts, but overall, he reports that the Springer fishing has been noticeably slow. Todd thinks the fishing will actually improve a bit when the river drops back down to that 5,500 to 6,500 CFS, and the Springers that he's caught so far this season have mostly fallen to either a Cowlett's cocktail or a wrapped quickfish.
It's the last razor clam dig of the season this weekend. Twin Harbors Beach between Grace Harbor and Willapaw Bay is open today, Sunday, and Monday for the last razor clam dig of the season. The tides for the digs are all morning tides, and be sure to check the WDFW website for more information about the open digging area.
Cougar killed in Seattle neighborhood. A cougar that wandered into the Kennewick neighborhood had to be killed Wednesday when it ended up in a tree in someone's backyard. Officials from WDFW say the cat weighed about 110 pounds and appeared to be a young male that had wandered into the neighborhood during the night looking for food. Since the area was surrounded by homes and apartment complex, the state had no choice but to kill the animal.
Ruger and Cabela's report big profits. Not every sector of the American economy is on the fritz. Sturm Ruger reported profits for the first quarter of this year that nearly doubled last year's profits. Following suit, of course, was Cabela's, who reported in this first quarter profits soared 62% as strong retail sales of outdoor gear and sporting goods offset the decline of their online and catalog sales. That's your Northwest Outdoor Report, brought to you by the great folks at Truck Vault in Cedar Woolley. Check out your next secure vehicle storage system at truckvault.com.